I'd like to just speak a little bit about those instructions. So on the one hand, learning to listen very directly without noticing what we add to the moment starts to really free up this conditional way we relate to life. Usually we're relating to life through our preconceptions, through our biases, through our beliefs, and learning to simply hold sound or hold a sensation starts to allow us to live life in a different way, allows us to actually meet another person with that freshness, with that immediacy, without expectation. You know, even there are our biases, our prejudice, maybe layered on top of that, we can see through that to directly connect with that person. And we practice that in the laboratory of our own minds, our own bodies, our own hearts, to see how we're constantly projecting identity and assumption upon ourselves. So learning to listen very and sense in a very fresh, direct way is such an essential part of this practice. Also, I want to talk a little bit about that quality of being pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. In Pali, we call this Vedana. So Vedana is sometimes translated as feeling tone, although it's not relating to emotional tone. It's simply whether each experience we attribute it as being pleasant or unpleasant or neutral. You start to notice this, it's like we automatically kind of comes up. It's like a programming that pops up in our minds. And so often we don't notice that very quality being pleasant or unpleasant. What we do notice is our movement toward or away. So that moment of experience, it's perceived as pleasant, we quickly go into wanting more of it, to movement toward mentally or physically toward that object or experience. Conversely, with unpleasant, we move away from it. And if we don't catch that, then we're lost in reactivity. It's like this is the seed, the beginning of reactivity. And learning to perceive that quality, this is just pleasant or unpleasant, we can actually start to unhook our deep patterns of reactivity. And we learn to sit, okay, this is an unpleasant experience, and that's okay. I'm going to just sit with that, experience it. And then once that quiets down, then I can see what the right action may be. And then neutral, often we kind of just don't even notice the things which are neutral. We kind of just glance over them. But learning to actually pay attention and rest our attention on that becomes this gateway into calmness and into centeredness. So that's called the concept of Vedana. It's a very helpful thing to start to bring into your practice.